And welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. Following a workshop session this week, the Fond du Lac School Board has agreed to take a vote at their next meeting on whether to commit some funds from the school district's fund balance if the remaining amount to fund a new artificial turf football stadium at Fond du Lac High School can be raised through private donations. Joining us on this segment of the show, the president of the Fond du Lac School Board, Linda Uselman. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. So the school board discussed this matter at their workshop session last night, and the new information that came out was the estimated cost for artificial turf and also for an indoor practice facility. Those preliminary cost estimates, kind of the rough cost estimates for both of those projects, were in the neighborhood of, I think, $9.8 million, something like that. In the end, at the end of the school board meeting, the indoor practice facility, the feeling I got, the board kind of pushed that to the side and said, not at this time. If we're going to talk about moving forward with one of those projects, it would be artificial turf. And the only way the school board would think about committing any school district money would be if private donations could be raised. The estimated cost of that turf field would be about $4.4 million. Is that a fair characterization of that?
That sounds right, yeah.
All right. So at the next school board meeting, now David Mikulcavage, the athletic director, told the board he was confident that $3.75 million could be raised if the school board committed to the project. Board member Nick Tefke threw out the $1.5 million figure, but if the cost of this project is $4.4 million, why wouldn't the school board say we would be willing to commit $700,000? Is that $1.5 million? Was that just a figure thrown out there to move this to the next meeting?
I think he was doing some back-of-the-envelope math, and that's what he came up with. I mean, the number could be amended as part of the motion next week if we decide that that's, you know,
okay.
More of us decide that that's too much or not enough or whatever. So, yeah, that number is malleable because a motion can be amended. So, but at this point, the motion will be set forward at $1.5 million because that's what we decided on.
All right. Let me ask you this. In the big picture of this, why is it important, and I think this question was raised at the school board meeting, why does the school board have to commit to anything at this time? Let me give you an example, and Mark Gergella mentioned this when he was on my program. The Fond du Lac City Council was approached by a group several years ago who wanted to build some baseball diamonds out at Lakeside Park and wanted the city to participate and help. And the city said, that's great. We would be willing to participate. You go out and raise money and then come back and talk with us. They haven't come back and talked to the city since then. Why doesn't the school board say the same thing to this group of people who are supporting the turf? You go out and raise your money, and when you raise your money, then come back to us and we'll talk.
I think because, as Mr. Mikulcavage pointed out, that there are some donors who won't come forward without something coming from the other end. And I think some of us are curious to see how that's going to work out.
But in the end, the school board is the stewards of the taxpayer money. You are the people who are elected and have to ultimately make the final decision. And even if they were able to raise $3.75 million in the very end, you could say no.
We could. At this point, though, we'll see how the motion goes next week. If we do commit to it through the motion next week, I think we've got that money out there then to be used if the rest of it comes from private donations.
All right. So overall, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nope, that was fine.
What are your thoughts on this project at this time as we speak?
Personally, or how do I think the board's going to swing?
Yeah, personally, do you think that it's necessary to build an artificial turf stadium? You've heard the arguments.
Do I think it's absolutely critical? I don't. Do I think it's necessary or a good improvement? I think it may be. I think that there are some positives to it as far as the uses that it'll be put to and the number of kids that can be impacted by it. I think that athletics are not completely divorced from academics. We do have some kids who, and we have people speak at the board meeting about this too, that it's, this is their touch point with the school. This is where they connect with us. And educating the whole child sometimes means that you invest in things outside of the classroom.
Right.
On the other hand, I do see where some people might look at academic priorities as being first and foremost. And when we can, if we can solve some of those with a lump sum like this, that would be something to look at as well. Most of the things that I hear being asked for in general, though, would be like ongoing expenses. So that wouldn't be the kind of thing that could be solved with the general fund infusion. So that's, I'm still waiting to hear from more community members and things like that before I come down and make my mind up personally. So.
And with that in mind, the school report cards come out today and Fond du Lac takes a punch in the nose, and specifically at the high school, where it shows Fond du Lac High School is meeting few expectations. Aside from what the money can do, are you concerned about the message that it might send that the school board is more concerned about building a sports complex than addressing the fact that the high school is meeting few expectations academically?
I disagree that we are prioritizing turf over that. We do discuss the report cards every time they come out, and we also discuss ways of improving what's going on in all of our schools, and that's a consistent, constant conversation. Turf has come up recently, and it's, we're looking at what can we do as far as improving the situation that way, because like I said, there are athletic achievements are not completely disassociated from academics either. Yeah, we've got a lot of discussing to do about what happened in the report cards and what's going on and what we're doing to improve things. And I know we've had some discussions already about different things that are being measured and how we can improve on those. So
it just seems like
that's an ongoing discussion. Yeah. That's our constant work.
I mean, it just seems like there's been so much time and effort from school administrators into getting this football field built. And then you see these report cards come out.
It's interesting that that's what you see.
Well, and I've heard this from other people today, too. I mean, it's mixed results. You see other school districts in the area doing very well, exceeding expectations on these report cards. I don't know.
I would ask questions about what's different there and how we compare. I mean, is it an apples to apples and what's going on there? I don't know if I put much stock in looking at us versus neighboring places that aren't the same as us. I look at us and I look at how we're doing, and I look at
Kimberly.
What are the next steps to improve that?
Yeah.
So I think that's what we have to do next, and just put our noses down and get going on that work.
Right. So. All right. So at this point, do you have a timeline on when you, if the board agrees to commit funds, would you have a timeline on when you would want those private donations to be raised?
No. I mean, me personally, no. I think that the group that's spearheading this probably has a timeline in mind. But like I said, this would be something that we would put forward as a way to get the ball rolling so that they can go and do their work. I would hope at some point, that this would be concluded and see what's going on here. I just know that there are many places that this has been done so many different ways in so many different places. Like you said, some places the school board didn't kick in at all. Sometimes the school board kicks in, and that's what kickstarts the rest of the fundraising. And other places have gone to referendum for it. So, we all have to make our own decisions about how we're going to approach it. So,
all right.
I don't know what the timeline's going to end up looking like, because it depends on how the donors and the committee who wants to handle that will be working. So,
All right. Fond du Lac School Board President Linda Uselman. Linda, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.